For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Justice on Wheels program takes the Wisconsin Supreme Court on the road and gives people outside Madison a chance to observe the court in action during an oral argument. Since 1993, the program has brought the court to 31 locations. On Monday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court heard oral arguments in two cases at the Richland County Courthouse and Richland Center as part of the court's Justice on Wheels outreach and education program. More than 10,000 people have witnessed or participated in Justice on Wheels. The proceedings attract a standing room only crowd. Before each argument, local attorneys provide the audience, including students and teachers, with an explanation of the case to be heard in a short civics lesson. In her welcome, Richland County Circuit Court Judge Lisa McDougall stated that even in a small town, bold ideas can leave a lasting mark. The day began by honoring retired Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who actually began her path down law in the Richland County courtroom.
In 1968, I served as an assistant clerk of circuit court, a summer job, temporary, but that's, I think, what launched me into this legal career. And the then circuit clerk, Carl Gunnell, offered me a job, and I said yes. I was excited to have it.
Justice on Wheels gives students, teachers, and the general public an opportunity to observe the Supreme Court at work without having to travel. As part of the program, the justices recognize local students who participated in its essay contest. Ava Fargin, a fifth grader at Ithaca Schools, received a plaque for her first place entry. Sawyer Perkins and Lydia Hall, both students from the Kickapoo School District, were also recognized as runners-up. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo now offers certified nurse midwifery services as SSM Health expands its midwifery services to serve Baraboo and the surrounding areas. With this expansion, certified nurse midwives are now available for appointments and will provide labor and birth care in Baraboo. Midwives provide care to women during pregnancy, labor, birth, and the postpartum period. Certified nurse midwives also provide general health services, annual checkups, family planning, and treatment for common infections and health concerns. Certified nurse midwife services include personalized care tailored to each woman's health goals, emotional and physical support during labor and birth, education and guidance for self-care and newborn care, breastfeeding support and lactation counseling, routine women's health and gynecological care, and family planning and reproductive health services. If a patient chooses midwifery care for their pregnancy and delivery, midwives will provide prenatal care and attend their birth at the hospital. Midwives partner with SSM Health physicians for added support. Three certified nurse midwives, Amy Fisher, Taylor Fry, and Brittany Schultz, are now serving patients at SSM Health Dean Medical Group, Baraboo. Patients often choose midwives because they like their approach to health care. Fisher stated, "Midwifery focuses on wellness and preventive health. We consider patients' physical and emotional health and social relationships, and we work with them to optimize their health. Patients who want to empower themselves, educate themselves, and optimize their health should consider midwifery care for their gynecologic and obstetric needs." To schedule an appointment, call 608-294-6246. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 17.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.79 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 7.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.35 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.48 a gallon, a difference of $1.13 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 2.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3 a gallon. The national average is down 10.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 7.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 4.7 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.64 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, The national average saw a slight rise over the last week as gas prices surged in parts of the Midwest after a refinery fire pushed wholesale gasoline prices sharply higher in the region. He added, while the spike in prices in affected areas was significant, relief is likely in the weeks ahead as the situation stabilizes. For now, the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal could lift oil prices on optimism that it would increase trade and reduce tariffs, potentially keeping the national average slightly above the $3 per gallon mark for a couple more weeks before slipping back below $3 ahead of Thanksgiving. The Riverdale One Act has advanced to sectionals. This past Friday saw both Brookwood and Riverdale High Schools performing their one-act plays for three judges in the District 10 Theater Festival. Both groups of young actors performed well and will advance to the Section 3 Festival in 2 weeks on Saturday, November 8th at DeForest High School. Police are refuting claims made on social media against staff at Madison Middle School. A post accusing staffers at Whitehorse Middle School of sexually assaulting a student went up last week, causing Madison school officials to perform an investigation alongside police. Police reviewed security footage and took interviews over the weekend and issued a statement on Monday, calling the post inaccurate and potentially harmful. They thank the public for expressing concern and say they take allegations like this very seriously. The deadline to participate in Wisconsin Extension's interactive program, Cultivating Your Farm's Future, is approaching. The program will help those who have questions about farm succession. Two workshop series will be held in the coming months, with the first coming soon. The deadline to register for the November-December workshop series is this Thursday. Family members do not have to be in the same household to be a part of the virtual workshops. You can register online at farms.extension.wisc.edu/program/cultivating-your-farms-future. For more information, contact Joy Kirkpatrick by email at joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-3485.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 for Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 55. Sunshine Saturday with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.